Welcome to The Truth is Funny, Ship Happens, with Colette Marie Steffen, inspiring ship on Transformation Talk Radio, gracing the airways every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom, tales from the vector, and energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and empower you to ride the wave of infinite potential. Do you have a problem? It is never what you think it is. Logical questions require creative solutions. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Learn to identify the usual energetic suspects and major accomplices to unveil another layer preventing you from living your authentic desires. You are a blank canvas. You may as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, good morning. This is Caleb Matthews. As you can see, Colette Marie Steffen has set me in her stead and sends her regards, but I will be filling in the show once again. So welcome to The Truth is Funny with your host, Caleb Matthews, today. So very wonderful to have you on the air, whether you're listening live, later on the link through the podcast, via Facebook, however method you're visiting, whether live or later on, you are welcome this morning. So we're going to get right into it. Most of you know who I am, Caleb Matthews with Encompassed by Dreams, encompassedbydreams.com, dream consultant. So a hybrid spiritual individual that interprets dreams of the night season primarily through consultation with my clients, as well as at events. Obviously pre-pandemic days would be doing more conventions and workshops and new age fairs and just different festivals and organized individual speaking events, but those days are at least in transition. But we have the airwaves, which we are on right now. So super thankful for Transformation Talk Radio and my friend Colette Steffen. So thank you, Colette, for having me on the show. All right, so let's delve into it this morning. So for those of you who have seen the title on the Truth is Funny page through Transformation Talk Radio and all of the advertising that's gone on yesterday for today's show, we are speaking about faith sees, putting on heavenly lenses. What I loved about the introduction as I was listening to the music and getting ready to smile and say hello to you in the air is you are a blank canvas, fill it with color. I love that. behind me is a canvas of just a beautiful blue. So we've got my blue colors here behind me to give me the support, just because that's going to delve into and support the message. So you and I, we're both the blank canvas that the creator, that the spirit of God can paint upon and put his image upon, which is beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. So faith sees, putting on heaven's lenses. The topic we're getting in today is how do we navigate during these turbulent and chaotic times in our culture? We're really living through one of the more chaotic shifts in human history right now. I liken it to picking up a snow globe. For those of you who love to shake snow globes during Christmas time, or you see the snow globe sitting there and give it a good shake and all the snow would come down on the little teeny weeny houses below, and it was just a chaotic blizzard storm. For those, many of you may feel like that's you right now. You can relate with that, feeling like you're inside the snow globe. You're one of the little small human individual beings inside this cosmic shift. And there really is a shift in the heavenly places, but also on the earth that manifests that shift in the spiritual. So we're going to get into that, accessing that realm and really just by faith, walking into, calling into season the things of our future. So how do we navigate through these turbulent and chaotic times? We must see by faith and put on heaven's lenses and get above the chaos. Like the ancient true story of the Roman centurion who came to Jesus and asked his servant to be healed. By faith, we must see and create our reality by calling into season, as I was saying, the things of our future, walking by faith and not by sight. So the main bulk of our talk today, and we're going to delve into other offshoots, and then obviously for the first part of the show, talk mainly about the story, the ancient Roman, the story of the Roman centurion in ancient Israel, and his interactions with Jesus, the master. And then also speak about the cloud rider and accessing the data cloud bank and everything that's going on with which download in the cloud are we going to accept. We're going to take a break after that, halfway through the show. And then at the end of the show, where as time permits, we're going to open it up for some dream interpretations and questions. We'll lean towards dream interpretations first. And if there isn't any dreams to interpret, we can go into some live questions, calling in on air to see if you have any questions regarding today's topic specifically. But we always want to open it up. I want to open it up for dream interpretation because I know that there are a lot of hungry listeners out there that love to have their dreams interpreted. So that is the agenda for today. So hold on to your dreams and for towards the end of the show, and we'll get to as many as we can to do some live on-air dream interpretation, whether it's through the chat. My lovely assistant Olivia is standing by to receive that, the chat, or through calling in, the requesting callers. We can call into The Truth is Funny, and we can do some live listeners on the air. So that's towards the end of the show. But right now, we're getting into Faith Sees, Putting on the Heavenly Lenses. So our story is in the Gospel of Matthew. It's chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. So I'm going to open up my ancient textbook, and we're going to get into some of that. So because it's a story that some of you may have heard in Sunday school, but it's got a very mystical twist to it. And something that you may have not heard before. So it's a true story. It's a true story of a Roman centurion that comes to Jesus. So Roman centurion, it says, when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies home paralyzed in terrible suffering. Jesus said, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one go and he goes, and this one come and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard him, he said, I was astonished and said to those following, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. So Jesus turned to the centurion and said, go and it will be done as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. So I want to paint the picture. We talk about multiple perspective advantage. And for those of you who have been faithfully listening to me speak on The Truth is Funny with Colette over the past couple of years and previous months this year and last year, I've always come back to MPA. So for those of you who are taking notes, MPA is multiple perspective advantage. And most human beings do not have MPA or have not tapped into the full measure of MPA. MPA means getting above the details. Right now, we're in the details in our world right now. We're hearing from the news and media outlets, the political government of the day, society, social media. This is the details. This is the now. This is the snow globe, being inside the snow globe, being shaken and really just feeling like you're underneath this umbrella and roof that we're underneath. But the MPA, the multiple perspective advantage, is zooming out just like a telescope into the outer rim, out of the galaxy, seeing the Earth, seeing the universe, and seeing our story on the canvas, talk about the canvas, in the eye of our Creator. And so I'm going to take a step outside of just this Roman centurion with Jesus, this normal story of, oh, Roman centurion, he was a dude who served in the military, came to Jesus, asked for a servant to be healed, bam, it's done. There's a little bit more to it than that. I want to explain. So the Roman centurion, what was a Roman centurion? For those of you who are history buffs like myself and who love delving into history, can see that the Roman centurion was the top commander of his unit, his regiment, his regime that executed Rome's will throughout the empire. So whether that was in Europe or in, you know, the barbaric lands to the east, out west, to the north, in Africa, and in the Middle East where Israel is, they would execute the will of the Roman government of the land. But specifically, they were under the jurisdiction of Caesar. So they enacted what Rome wanted to adjudicate. So whether it was executions, which are brutal, keeping the public peace, collecting taxes, having to carry out those executions at their own hands, these centurions, they were privy to being obedient to the immediate request of their superiors. And so they just acted. And eventually, we'd have to look at this centurion as one that I wouldn't say is soulless, but one that didn't think too far into his emotions. So being more led by his internal compass, which knows this is what I have to do. This is what I have to do to get the job done. I can't be led by my soul or, oh, what do people think? Or I'm afraid, or just the centurion really was so many years of training was over and beyond being led by his soul. He was led by really his, what was ingrained to him by the God of the land, which was Caesar, which was Rome at that time, which was his higher power. Keep that in mind. That's going to be important for later, his higher power and authority. So what was Jesus' disciples? They were common folk. Jesus was a common man from Nazareth, a very lowly town in Israel. And his disciples were, you know, collection of fishermen, tax collectors, and the lowliest, the drugs. So lowly people. And the centurion was a notable, brutal taskmaster. So a centurion comes to Jesus and humbles himself before Jesus to approach him for the healing of his servant. And this would have been done publicly. He rode in on a horse and came up to Jesus, and he was like, I need you to heal my servant. And Jesus said, well, I will come with you. Let's go and do it right now. And he says, well, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Just say the word and it will be done. This is radical. This is revolutionary. This is the Roman centurion stepping out of line for the first time in his life and saying, I recognize that there's a power present in the land, in the environment, in the spiritual realm and natural realm. I recognize that there is a person, God-man, Jesus, walking in the flesh, saying, there is a mystical power. There is one who is standing before me, who is walking through the land, who's executing heaven's will and also delivering people and setting people free. And I am going to acknowledge this higher power. So for the first time in his life, the centurion says, I'm going to acknowledge heaven's power, the creator, the higher power that is greater than Caesar, greater than Rome, greater than the Roman authorities, greater than all powers, principalities, thrones, darkness, and really the Roman rule of the day. And said, I acknowledge a greater power than Rome is standing before me right now. And I just need this power to speak the word and my request will be fulfilled. That is absolutely revolutionary. Absolutely revolutionary. So Rome was it. Rome was the god of the land. Rome was the overarching cloud. It was the umbrella. It was the matrix of the land. But the centurion saw something on Jesus that was greater, that was a higher power. There is a higher power. I want to apply this to our lives now. So you like to say, Caleb, what does that have to do with my story? Well, our story. Right now, there is overarching powers. We have a lot of chatter going on from modern day Rome right now. I'm speaking in metaphors now, of course, but there's a lot of chatter going on from modern day Rome. There's a lot of fascination with fear. There's a lot of fascination with darkness. There's a lot of fascination with just being gripped by not being able to do anything without, oh man, what if this is going to get me? Or what if I'm going to be infected by that? Or I'm going to be, you know, just affected by this or that? Or just what if I make this decision and it goes really wry? Or what if I do that and it blows up in my face? There's so much fear being manufactured out there, as much as the Israel had to deal with the Roman powers of their day over 2,000 years ago. It's all relevant. So we really do have a parallel train tracks running side by side. There really is a lot of chatter in the soul realm. It really is the soul realm. We talked before about soul versus spirit. The centurion was operating really, even though he was a godless man at that time, he was operating out of not the soul, but he's operating out of executing the will of what he believed that God was at that time. But he scrapped all of that when he saw Jesus as the higher power. So I want to propose to you as well, too, that inside your human DNA, inside my human DNA, there is a lens. We talked about that faith sees, that lens is the topic of our conversation. There is a lens that is looking into a higher power galaxy, into a higher dimension, into a place where the Spirit of God resides in that Jacob's ladder. We talked about that a few weeks ago, of accessing the cloud of witnesses and walking up Jacob's ladder by faith. This is really a continuation of that message of looking into the heavenly dimension, into where the creator resides, into that realm where the cloud of witnesses are, into that higher cloud bank, and saying, I see that, and I want to access that kingdom in my life right now. I want to access that reality, which is a greater reality than the chatter of Rome, than the fear rhetoric, just rhetoric, the fear propaganda of trying to keep you and I down inside and shut us up like animals in a cage, whereas we're meant to be free and to soar and be a canvas like the one sitting behind me with this tapestry that is upon this canvas. You know, we really are meant to ride upon the clouds. I want to leave that to stick right now. We are meant, the truth really is funny. It's just it's a glorious truth that we are meant to ride upon the clouds with the cloud rider. So many of you probably are thinking, Caleb, what are you talking about? Who is this cloud rider that you speak of? Well, I'm going to tell you right now. The cloud rider is Yahweh. The cloud rider says in the mystical and ancient Hebraic text of the book of Psalm 68, verse 4, exalt him who rides in the clouds. He is Yahweh. Psalms 104, 4 says, he lays the beams of his chambers on water. He makes the clouds his chariots. Woo-hoo! The chariot riding, cloud riding creator of the universe, God, is the one who rides upon the clouds. There is a higher power. How many of you out there, and just maybe just say in the chat or maybe later on, can resonate with me that you've heard that song from one of my favorite bands called Coldplay, Chris Martin, and their newest song is called There Is a Higher Power. That's the truth. That's really what our universe, our world right now needs. That there is a higher power than the governments of this world that are preaching fear. There is a higher power than the medical system for some of the good that they do in helping people out. There's a lot of fear that's infected the medical system. There are chatters. There is chatter. There is soul talk going on. And then there's God talk. Then there's a higher power. Then there's the creator. Then there's the one who rides upon the clouds. Caleb, you just keep on talking about clouds. What is this cloud? I'm going to tell you what this cloud is. So we're talking about a lot of different content. So I know I'm rapid fire machine gun talking here, but I love this stuff. So we've gone from faith sees, putting on heavenly lenses. How do we do that? Like the Roman centurion looking to a higher power, that cloud bank, that accessing that vault and recognizing that there's a higher power at play. How do we do that? Well, we get into the heavenly places by faith, seeing, putting on those lenses. So how do we do that? We recognize that there is one who rides upon the clouds, that resides in the cloud, in the bank of the cloud. So for those of you who are tech whizzes, I'm a little bit of a tech whiz, but many of you out there probably know more about technology than I do. My daytime job is I sell wireless communications for TELUS. It's one of the largest three companies in Canada that sells telecommunications for wireless and wireline. So for cell phone, for TV, for internet, what we're talking on right now is all wired from a cloud-based system. So cloud-based system, what do I mean by cloud-based system? Well, most of you've got an Apple phone or a Samsung phone, like I do. I've got a Samsung phone, Apple phone, we've gotten it. So within this, there used to be the old way of storing data was you plug in your phone to your laptop or your computer, and you just back it up to iTunes or to the drive on the computer, on the hard drive, and that's how you backed up information. But with the evolving of technology, and really the advancement of human innovation has come the cloud. So we have the storage in the cloud. There is a lot of stuff that in the cloud. The people of Israel, when they walked in the desert, in the wilderness with their God, with Yahweh, when they walked, it says they all passed through the cloud. They all passed through the cloud. All of them passed through the cloud. They were all baptized into that cloud, into that experience. When Jesus walked on the earth, it says that on the Mount of Transfiguration, that he was up in the clouds, that he was transfigured before his disciples. When Jesus lifted off the earth and ascended into the heavens, he ascended in a cloud. And I believe personally, because this is my conviction and my higher power, that one day Jesus is going to return on the clouds of heaven with much glory and much light. The clouds, riding the clouds as his chariot. So there's a lot of beautiful things in the cloud. We're talking about this data bank. we're talking about the storage within the cloud. So you have a higher power, I have a higher power, but I believe that the juice, that the meat of that line of communication between you and your higher power, me and my higher power, our creator, is what's inside the cloud bank. Just like in iCloud, just like in, you know, the iCloud stores all the Apple content for photos, videos, calendar, all the stuff that you need for your life and your wireless communication device, just like Samsung works with the Google Drive with everything to back up your email and your photos and your videos and your calendar, your texting. Our lives are stored in the cloud. Our potential, our potential in the creator, and walking with the creator at first spirit and then soul and body. But we are spirit, soul, and body. That's what it says in Thessalonians. We are spirit, soul, and body. We are three-part beings. Many of us go through our whole lives only walking in our tent, in our flesh, in this vehicle, or even living by our soul, by our will, emotions, and our mind, but not living by the spirit, which is our conscience, which is our internal clock. It's our internal compass, accessing that cloud and interacting with that dimension, that bank, with Jesus, with our higher power. How do we get to that cloud? Well, we put on the lens of faith sees, accessing heaven's lenses. In Hebrews, it says that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, evidence of the unseen realities not yet seen. There's so much glorious potential in the cloud. Let me tell you something that Corrie ten Boom said. So Corrie ten Boom is somebody we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Her and her family lived in Holland, and during the the World War II times of the 1930s, late 1930s, early 1940s. And unfortunately, they were, long story short, they were ratted out by their neighbors, and they were taken away to a concentration camp as Christians, because they were Christians. They were hiding Jews, and they refused to bend to the will of really Nazi Germany and of the agenda of that Roman machine of that time. And they suffered the consequences for it. And many of Corrie ten Boom's family died in the concentration camps. But Corrie ten Boom, she is the one that survived the concentration camps, the horrors of that situation. And she came out the other end, and she preached for many years about her experiences there and walking in forgiveness, but also walking in the light of heaven and really just living out her life the best that she could, but really in great power. The spirit of might was really upon Corrie ten Boom. She really accessed that faith sees, that heavenly bank. So Corrie ten Boom, she said, faith is seeing the invisible, believing the unbelievable, and receiving the impossible. Wow. So I want to say that again. Corrie ten Boom said, faith is seeing the invisible, believing the unbelievable, and receiving the impossible. Who else could say such things except for somebody who's actually walked it and has the stripes in her back and the whippings and the beatings and the hardship? But if she can go through that, then I believe that we can go through what we're going through right now. You know, many of us who are, you know, we're living paycheck to paycheck, or we don't know what's going to happen to our family member who's sick, or our business has really suffered during this, this whole worldwide pandemic, or we're not really sure what's happening with, just our city and our country and our nation. And there's a lot of fear on the airwaves. I want to address that, because really the airwaves, that's the main battle center is the airwaves. It's the battle for the mind and the will and the emotions of the people. But we have to get above that static, that frequency, and get into a higher frequency. The cloud, we said, stores the data, but there is a deeper realm than that cloud. You know, as we get into our break, we're going to go to a break in about 5 minutes. But as we get into what this cloud is, it says the cloud is where the domain of the realm of Earth's data is stored, the realm of darkness. So the prince of darkness, those who walk according to the world system walk according to the prince of the power of the air. That is in the mystical book of Ephesians. And Ephesians well says that spiritual forces, dark beings who exist in heaven's earth sphere, use the atmosphere of the clouds. They use that to spread information, to influence mankind. So there's these cloud banks of dark clouds that are over society, And many human beings just believe what's being broadcast through the clouds because that's just what the experts said. Well, there is a higher realm of expertise. I want to propose to you that. There is a higher realm of expertise than what's being broadcast on the dark web, so to speak. We've heard that because there is an element of truth in that, but there is a lot of fear in there as well. But we have to go above the fear, go above the partial truths, and realize that the full truth is really getting into the plane of accessing one who rides on the clouds. The King's kingdom of light is the one who is in the cloud, who is in the cloud that we talked about in Psalms, those who rides in the clouds. 1 John 1:5 says, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all, no discouragement. Psalms 47:2 says, God the Most High rules over the whole earth. So I'm painting a picture of the creator, of the higher power. We talked about that before. You and I, we have a higher power that exists in that cloud, in that dimension that we can see, just like the centurion did by faith over 2,000 years ago, by faith, and say, I choose to access what's in the cloud above the dark cloud and realize that we are going to receive our instruction from our higher power and not from the powers that be from the world that are influenced by the prince of the power of the air. What would you rather have? Would you rather serve a prince or would you rather serve a king? Would you rather serve a prince of darkness or would you rather serve a king of light who is clothed with light, who is bathed in light, who exudes light, who influences you with light, who lifts you up with light? Would you rather be in the darkness walking around not being able to see, or would you rather be able to walk in the darkness of these times with a light, with the light of the world, with the light of heaven, with the king of light? That's really what we need to do. So as we go into the break in a few minutes, We need to look above the clouds. So I'm gonna leave you with an example of a modern day example. You might think, Caleb, all this is wonderful. This is all great. I'm gonna leave you with an example of a person who chose to walk in light above the darkness. And then we're gonna come back from break, and then I'm gonna speak a bit about some of the dreams and metaphors and dream interpretations that I've done for Olivia here, actually, that has really a lot to do with the topic that we're talking about, and then get into some dreams and then some questions. So there is a man that many of you, some of you may have heard of, some not. He's called Nicholas James Vujicic. He is an Australian-American motivational speaker born with Tetra Amelia Syndrome, a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. So he's basically like a human stump. He overcame depression, despair, hopelessness, as you can imagine, when he started out totally dependent on caregivers, but his future looked bleak and he felt like a freak. But his faith in seeing God with him turned into the cloud. Is that cloud we're talking about? He took his worth from God. He took his data, not from the rejection of people telling him he was never going to make it in life. He refused to accept the darkness that flooded his path. He gazed daily, hourly, every new experience, took great courage to learn how to take care of himself. He is a body and a head stature of a man, but he has two stumps for foot slippers, his feet, no legs. He has no arms either, but he swims, skateboards, is a world-renowned motivational speaker, married with a beautiful wife and 4 children of his own with a lovely, lovely family. So if anyone could see darkness in his future being born like that, it would have been Nick. But he stored his faith in his iCloud of data. So he looked into the cloud. He looked into that glorious data bank of the kingdom of light where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords resides. And he says, I'm going to see and put on that lens by faith. And he went higher to the King of the universe. He went past the prince of the power of the air and he went to Jesus. So that is really what we're supposed to be doing. I encourage you. This is what Nick's quote was as we go into a break. I encourage you to accept that you may not be able to see a path right now, but that doesn't mean it's not there. So I'm going to say that again as we go into break. I encourage you to accept that you may not be able to see a path right now, but that doesn't mean it's not there. Seeing, guys. So we're going to go into a short little break here, and then we're going to get back from the break, recap a little bit what we talked about, get into some dream interpretation, and I'm going to share some dreams that Olivia had from the other week that has to do with everything that we're going through right now as a people, as a culture, as a society. So see you in a few minutes and stick around.
It's It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week, now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mindfulness, staying present to the moment without judgment. It sounds simple, but we know on a bad day, it's tough to achieve. So here's a 2-minute drill you can use to enhance your capacity for mindfulness. Find an activity you do every day, like washing the dishes or brushing your teeth, and while you're doing it, focus on nothing else. Not your to-do list, not worries about the past, not rehearsing conversations, just the physical sensation of engaging in that activity. As we enhance our capacity for mindfulness in these ordinary activities, we're better able when the going gets rough to bring that capacity to bear, to be calm and authentic in those moments. If you'd like to learn more about how to enhance mindfulness in your life, contact me at McGuireLifeCoach.com and listen to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio, Thursdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon Art to Soothe Your Soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining back in with us from the break. So we're talking about faith sees, putting on heaven's lenses. We spoke about the Roman centurion, the story of him approaching Jesus and accessing that cloud bank. We talked about the difference between the cloud bank of the prince of the power of the air, where all the fear and the influences of negativity and just really overarching despair and hopelessness resides, with the prince of the power of the air. And then we spoke about the cloud bank, the superior cloud bank of where the king of light, the prince of, well, there's the king of heaven that is over top of the prince of the power of the air, that is the one who rides on the clouds, who is the Lord over all of creation, which is the king of kings and Lord of lords, which I believe is Christ, which is Christ Jesus. But we've got that cloud battle there for our just our gaze and our attention. So seeing that by faith, and then we talked about more current stories that Corrie ten Boom is, faith is, you know, receiving the impossible and achieving the unbelievable. And then we spoke about Nick Vujicic, who's a current modern day example of, if anybody has the excuse not to walk by faith and walk the path, then it would be Nick. But you know, he's overcome his disability by using what he has and just accessing heaven's cloud bank. So that's what we've gone over so far. And I wanted to, as we segued into some live dream interpretation, for those of you who do, my lovely assistant Olivia is standing by, whether to take callers or to just in the chat if you're more shy. She shared one of her dreams with me as well too, if we don't have any, but I wanted to open up the floor for people who wanted to share dreams. In the meantime, I wanted to go over a few of the dreams that Olivia has actually shared from a couple last couple sessions I've been in. And one was specifically Two of them, sorry. One was about one of her friends, long story short, that was kind of like a zombie and was, you know, just almost unrecognizable, but recognizable. And the second dream was she saw this ship that was not quite a spaceship, but it felt like a spaceship. And there was these waves in the sky and this whole ship was kind of filling the entire sky. It was huge. It just felt overpowering. That's kind of like the Cole's Notes shorter version of those dreams. But what I was sharing with Olivia on the break during those times, and also the audience on each of those shows that I did the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months, is they're really not just a picture for her, but her, and are also her calling to help people in society, to lift them above that that realm of despair and that power of hopelessness and darkness. But it's also for us to step above and realize with MPA, multiple perspective advantage, that there is a realm, there is a ship, there is an operations base, kind of like the Star Trek Enterprise, but in the negative sense. There is a base of operations that really is in the driver's seat of the airwaves right now, where there's a lot of fear, darkness, misinformation, and really just hopelessness being spread across the airwaves. There is a zombie-like state that most of the world right now, more and more than ever in the history, has been put into an inoculated matrix type of state where not being able to see the real world. Really, that's really just a picture of what we're going on in our society right now. But there's a calling within those dreams to Olivia, but also to us. There's an encouragement to us to rise above just the inoculated state, to rise above just being injected by this fear, and rising above that spaceship, so to speak, and really seeing the heaven ship, seeing the cloud, seeing the larger picture, because there is a greater power, there's a greater authority, there's a higher power over the realms of the earth than there is there. It really is the truth. It really is the truth. So we've got that overarching type of on the airwaves, but where there's a calling to go above the cloud, above the atmosphere of the earth, and really just access those places. So it's an encouragement to us. There's an inoculated state, and then there's a higher place. There's a higher power. There's our creator. There's God. And then there's the earth ship, the earth's influences, the earth's powers, domain centers, and the cloud-based centers. And then there's heaven's cloud-based centers. So I've got a dream that Olivia shared with me that she had today or recently. But before I get into that, I want to make sure, Olivia, if you can let me know in the chat if there's anybody out there that wants to share any dreams or call in. If there isn't, then I'm just going to get to yours. So otherwise I'll just keep talking. So not yet. Okay, she says not yet. Great. So I'm going to get into Olivia's recent dream that she shared. So I love interpreting Olivia's dreams. This is great. She helps me out with the show, puts everything together, helps me appear all nice and lit up and everything, and everything, and the sound's going great and the visuals are going great. But she shares some pretty radical cool dreams, so we're going to get into some method of dream interpretation of, you know, what is this a picture of, what is this dream saying. So the recent one she shared with me is there's a big blizzard going on. There's like this kind of like smaller school bus type of vehicle that she's in, but somebody else is driving the vehicle. And it's kind of veering off towards this cliff in a blizzard, and it just kind of like spins over and flies off the cliff and then lands like safely in this valley. And there's a couple of bears in the valley, but they're not really affecting anybody, but there are bears there. So here's what I believe the dream is saying to you, Olivia, what your higher power is saying to you, is that you're being given a picture of the chaos. So we talked about the chaos of just the schools of thought, of training of thought that perhaps are around your life, that are somewhat of an influence in your life, but you're looking at in society is also could be influencing your life or trying to influence you. Schools of thought that are really bathed in chaos, because there's a lot of chaos in the blizzard. That can seem a little bit out of control, but there is a calling from your higher power, excuse me, to bare yourself, just to be vulnerable before your higher power, and just get into a place of rest, a seated place of rest, into the valley of rest. And really, I think that's what it is. It is of getting away from the schools of thought and also the chaos of the road and of what society demands, and really just, no pun intended, but burying yourself before for your higher power, just being vulnerable to your creator, and just really finding yourself in the valley of just peace, you know, because valleys really are a place of an altitude change of, sometimes it's really a battle in the higher places, but we have to get down to into the valley as well too, and just really get into a place of vulnerability before our creator, and get away from just the dark cloud bank, so to speak, the blizzard, getting away from the realm of chaos. And just all the swirlings and the chaos realm, and getting into the valley of just a rest. So sometimes we're called to get into the valley and just get into the hidden places, and just be in that place of rest and get into the hidden place. But it's not worth bear repeating. that bears repeating. That was a bad joke. So really, I think it's really just a calling to get into the hidden place, into the valley, and be at that place. When bears come down to the valley as well too in nature, it usually means they're coming out of hibernation. So I think that the bears are a dual witness, because there's two of them. Two usually means like a witness of something that's to be completed. There is a calling from your higher power to come out of hibernation and really come into the valley to feed and to really rest as well too, and get away from the chaos of ascending the school of thought of trying to figure out everything that's going on in the Prince of the Power of the Air data bank. So just like most of your dreams, Olivia, I think that is a calling not just for you and self-conditioning dream for you, but for our culture and for us. We can learn something from that. So the schools of thought, the information overload, the data bank overload from our culture and from our society is consistently feeding us a steady diet of information, whether it be through our email, whether it be through our news app on our smartphone, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. It's everywhere. Commercials on TV. It's almost impossible to watch a show that you enjoy, or to watch a sports program that we enjoy, or to go surfing on the web to a website we enjoy, or to buy something online that we enjoy, without seeing the information overload of the fear, without seeing the school of thought of the chaos of the latest statistics, I'll just say, without getting into too much trouble. But really, it's that's the Prince of the Power of the Air. That's the cloud-based data bank of the lesser frequency, lesser waves. But then there's the higher waves. There is the higher realm, and sometimes ascending into that heavenly place where the King of Light is, where the Cloud Rider is, means coming out of our hibernation in our soul and really applying our spirit to feed on just the beauty that's in the valley. There's beautiful times in the valley. Sometimes we resist the valley, because the valley can be a lonely place, or it can be a steady descent from maybe what we were used to and the altitudes and plateaus that we were used to. But when we go down into the valley, we really come into a place where there's a lot of sustenance, and there is a habitation, and there's really sustenance that we can use to come out of the hibernation and really apply that to our spirit, and faith sees of seeing, of putting on that lens. So Olivia, that's what I see for you, and that's what I see for our culture. I think it's a calling to, from our higher power, to get away from ascending the chaos of the cloud-based Prince of the Power of the Air data bank of the school of thought that really just is driving our society over a cliff, really long term, and getting into coming out of our spiritual hibernation and applying that into the valley of feeding on where God and we're the creator and we're Christ and where our higher power has called us to go into the valley and to rest. So it's one of the names of God is called the Lily of the Valley. And you could only find that in the valley. So that's what I see. It's a readjusting of our altitudes. It's a readjusting of a posture of our heart. So that's what I see. I wanted to leave that. Do we have any dreams? Anybody wanted to call in or chat in or any questions at all about what I spoke on of faith sees putting on heaven's lenses and anything we spoke about the cloud-based storage that our society is accessing, whether it's the dark cloud or the prince of the power of the air or the heavenly cloud of the cloud rider. Any questions at all? Any dream interpretations to be done? If not, then I can, I've got some more activations and things we can get into. So looks like no for now, but that's okay. I know we got some shy people out there, but for those of you who are listening, you can always chat in afterwards. There is a gentleman that did last time as well too. So you can chat in afterwards and share your dream interpretations or your questions, and I can definitely address them. Or you can email me at info@encompassedbydreams.com, and we can do that as well. But we've got about 10 minutes left, give or take, and I want to get into a few other things, some activations as well, too, because you've listened to me chatter on here now for about 40 minutes. We've got some great information. We've got into a great weaving of the tapestry behind me here. We've got into some little bit of dream interpretation, but now I want to get into some activation. So this is activation. So I want you to find a comfortable place. If you're driving, don't get into an accident. But if you're sitting at home right now and you're listening to me live on the podcast, or you're in your office or afterwards, you're listening, however you're listening, if you're in a comfortable place, get into a comfortable place where you are right now. And I want to guide you on an encounter with your higher power, and which really I believe you're walking. I'm going to go on with Christ, with Jesus, with the light of lights and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and of the universe. That's how I'm going to cater this one. But whatever you're comfortable with, walking with your higher power, with your ultimate being of light, we're going to do that. So get into a comfortable place and close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, I want you to imagine yourself sitting on a hill, kind of like Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin. And when they're sitting on underneath the tree in the sunset or the sunrise, and they're looking out over the 100-acre wood or the valley, and you're like there, like Pooh Bear is with Christopher Robin, and just like Pooh Bear with Christopher Robin. Take the position of Pooh Bear, sitting there, fully loved, fully accepted by Christopher Robin. And instead of Christopher Robin, it's your higher power. So sitting there and imagining that enveloping cloud, that cloak of light, sitting next to you, and not having to say anything back, and not having your higher power exactly having to say anything back. But in that place that you're in right now, that you know, you're loved, you're seen, you're heard, you're valued, you're not forgotten. You are in that place where you're far above the heffalumps and the woozles, the principalities, the powers, the darkness, the cares, the worries. And you're there, sitting with your Christopher Robin, with your higher power, and you're fully accepted, you're fully known, you're fully valued, you're fully heard, and there's no stream of information of what's going on, what you have to face after you come off of that meeting with your higher power. There's no worries about what's going to happen in 10 minutes, in 20 minutes. There isn't a worry about what's happening in all the different places in the world, but in your world, as you are there sitting with your higher power, you know that it's you, your higher power, you and the cloud bank, you and the frequency of that connection between you and your higher power, you and the cloud, you and the one who rides on the clouds, you and Yahweh, you and the spirit of life, you and El Rohi, the God who sees, you and Jehovah Mkadesh, the creator who sanctifies, you and Jehovah Rapha, you and Jehovah Sidkenu, you and Jehovah Shalom, you and Kana, you and Shama, you and Elohim, you and El Shaddai, you and Jehovah Jireh, you and the one who sees you, you and the mystic secret of God, you and Christ, the anointed one, you and the creator of the universe, you who the one who sits in the heavens and he laughs, you and the way, the truth, and the life, you and the spirit of life, you and the Holy Spirit, you and the four living creatures, you and the spirit of life, you and the Ruach Yah, the holy breath of God, you and God, you in that place, you and the overshadowing, overshadowed by the spirit of light, the spirit of life, you underneath the mercy seat and the throne, sitting beneath the cherubim that sit between the throne of glory that sits over all the earth, you and the Father, you and the Son, you and the Holy Spirit, you and the cloud of witnesses, you and heaven's council, you and the face of God, you and the fourth man in the fiery furnace, you and the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, you and the everlasting God, you and the wonderful counselor, you and the mighty God, you and the Prince of Peace, you and the spirit of wisdom, you and the spirit of understanding, you and that overshadowing presence. That's where you are right now. Seated above all powers, dominions, decisions, thrones. You and the lily of the valley. That is where the truth resides. That is where the eye of God is. That is where putting on heaven's lenses. That is the domain that is closer than your skin, closer than the air that we breathe. It's where our spirit man resides with Christ, the anointed one. It's where we are seated in heavenly places, far above all rulers and powers, thrones. And there we are seated in the rooms of God. So I bless you, listener, right now as we go off the air in the next few moments. I bless you as Jesus blessed his disciples. And when he said, in my Father's house, there are many rooms, dimensions of reality, that I go to prepare a place for you in the Father's house, that you may have a way to the Father's house, that I must go away so that I can send a counselor to you, the Holy Spirit, who will lead you in the path to the Father's house. And if you're feeling like, you know what, Caleb, I've been serving a frequency, I've been serving a connection, I've been serving a higher power, I've been serving a guide that I just don't feel like, I don't feel like this is the highest frequency that I could reach. I feel like there's an insatiable appetite, an unquenchable thirst and desire to walk in the highest path possible. If that's you, I want you to repeat after me these words. I receive the Father's invitation to follow the Holy Spirit into the Father's house where Christ Jesus is. So I want you to say that. I receive the Father's invitation to follow the path where the Holy Spirit is, that leads me to Christ, where there's many rooms, many dimensions, many rooms of reality. And that is the place, that is the cloud, that is the data bank, that is the place where there are many rooms, many dimensions, many realities that overshadow the realities of the world. So I bless you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and cause his face to shine upon all of you. The blessing of the Levitical priest, as you prepare to enter through the veil into the holy place and standing before your Creator, you would know that you're seen, heard, and loved, and that there is a cloud rider that is waiting to ride with you on the clouds above. And you only have to see by faith, like the centurion did. See by faith that there is a greater power, a greater empire, a greater, higher power than Rome, than modern day Rome. That is Jesus Christ, the anointed one. That is God, that is the Creator. That is the high power that overshadows Rome, that overshadows the systems of man, that overshadows the fear rhetoric, that overshadows all the Roman functionality of the empire of the world. And we acknowledge the empire of heaven. So I bless you. Thank you very much for joining on with me and The Truth is Funny with Colette Mary Stephan. I always like to say thank you, Colette, for having me on the show. My friend, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. And thank you for those of you on Transformation Talk Radio, Dr. Pat and your whole team, Olivia, everybody that makes this show so special. I really do thank you. And I give you a blessing today, and may your dreams be filled with light and your day full of hope. And see you next time.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with Colette Marie Stephan, gracing the airwaves every Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific since 2013. And we're live on Facebook, providing nuggets of wisdom from her book, The Truth is Funny, and 3-card consultations from Tales of the Vector Oracle. Colette has poured 14 years of energetic upgrades into this deck, and we can all predict what will happen if you continue in your wanton ways. Check out how you can become an official modern-day dragon sayer by visiting thetruthisfunny.com. Energetic upgrades to lift you, shift you, and power you to ride the wave of infinite potential. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We'd love to hear from you. Call in next week, 1-800-930-2819.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.